WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two just-published paperbacks have given book critic Maureen Corrigan a chance to catch up on her back reading. Here's her review of Sonny Liston Was a Friend of Mine by Tom Jones and The Intuitionist by Colson Whitehead.
Paperback books are yet one more proof that F. Scott Fitzgerald was way off when he uttered that portentous pronouncement, "There are no second acts in American life." There are nothing but second acts in American life. We're a sentimental people, always willing to grant another chance. That's why we welcome back former flatliners like John Travolta, Florence Henderson, and Cher. Why we'll watch a whole TV season's worth of reruns. Why our churches and political races are packed with born-agains, and why, economic considerations aside, we like to buy paperback books. Paperbacks are a second shot at redemption, both for good books that have lost their newborn sheen and for those readers, like me, who missed their debut and then became distracted by newer, noisier books. Two of last year's hardcover hits have just reappeared in paperback. Tom Jones's tough guy collection of short stories called Sonny Liston Was a Friend of Mine, and Colson Whitehead's weird, genre-pilfering, Frankenstein's monster of a novel, The Intuitionist. These two books have nothing in common, except for this. When you try to compare them to any other books, you come up blank. They're both so idiosyncratic in voice and worldview that the only other book each resembles is its own earlier hardcover incarnation. Like a lot of eventually successful writers, Tom Jones himself is a second act. A former boxer and janitor, he populates his short stories with punch-drunk losers who keep on rising off the mat for one more wild swing at life. In some of the marvelous 12 tales in this collection, that metaphor becomes literal. The title story, for instance, features a young boxer named Kid Dynamite, who makes it to the finals of the Chicago Golden Gloves, wins his match by a split decision, and then is forced to retire from the tournament because of a bloody gash under his eye. Ordinarily, boxing scenes rank just above computer software discussions on my personal boredom meter. But Jones's description of Kid Dynamite's last fight is funny and awful and rat-a-tat beautifully paced. The thing I like most about Jones's stories are the pitch-perfect voices of his working-class characters. In a story called Daddy's Girl, an old woman named Junkie looks back on her life starting out in the Depression with her sisters, Tootie, Mooney, Ida, and Mary Lou. Reflecting on her own name, Junkie says, "Pa always called me junk, which is not to say he didn't love his kids, but he didn't like women, and this is one way it slipped through, by calling me that name." Hers is a rueful comment that hovers just below self-awareness, the suck-it-up, self-dismissive attitude of a certain generation and class also is compacted in that sentence. In Colson Whitehead's novel, The Intuitionist, heroine Lila Mae Watson, the nation's first black female elevator inspector, is fighting hard for a second chance. Lila Mae is what's known in the trade as an intuitionist. She can walk into an elevator and read its mind, sense its illnesses. But when a city elevator she's just checked out crashes with the mayor inside, Lila Mae's career goes into free fall. She suspects she's been set up by a rival and more traditional school of elevator inspectors called the empiricists. Lila Mae's investigations take her far down into an underworld of mob goons and far up into the heady heights of elevator metaphysics. Her struggle for justice eventually turns into a search for the ultimate gravity-defying elevator, the mythical black box. Whatever label you want to stick on Whitehead's spectacularly imaginative novel, whether it be a mystery, an allegory, a spiritual meditation, it's above all one of the most riddling and suspenseful stories about race and upward mobility in America that I've ever read. Verticality is a risky enterprise, says our narrator. You can sure say that again.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Sonny Liston Was a Friend of Mine, Stories by Tom Jones, and The Intuitionist by Colson Whitehead.